All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Sola. Before I continue, please like and subscribe. My life was pretty normal until last month when my mother-in-law accused me of kidnapping my own son. Yeah, you heard that right. Let me back up a bit. I've been married to Marcus for 7 years. He's a software engineer, smart, kind, but sometimes too eager to keep the peace. Our son Jaden is 5, full of energy and curiosity, with his father's dark curls and my stubbornness. We live in Phoenix while my parents are in Denver. Then there's Vivian, Marcus's mother. She's the type who needs to be involved in everything. When we first got married, she would show up unannounced at our apartment with Tupperware full of food because she was worried Marcus wasn't eating properly. When Jaden was born, she practically moved in for 3 weeks without asking. Marcus calls it being helpful. I call it boundary issues. Last month, Marcus had a business trip to San Francisco. 4 days of meetings and networking events. With summer break starting, I thought it would be perfect to take Jaden to visit my parents. Mom and Dad haven't seen him in months. They've been asking when we'll visit. Marcus nodded while packing his suitcase. Sounds good. Give them my best. That was it. Simple. Or so I thought. We drove to Denver the day after Marcus left. Jaden was excited about seeing the mountains and playing with my dad's golden retriever, Copper. My parents were thrilled, having prepared Jaden's favorite chocolate chip pancakes and set up the guest room with dinosaur sheets. 2 days into our visit, my phone exploded with notifications. 6 missed calls from Vivian, 4 from Marcus, and a dozen text messages. I had been hiking with my parents and Jaden out of cell range for a few hours. I called Marcus first. "Where are you?" His voice was tense. "My mom's freaking out. She went to our house to surprise Jaden with a new toy and no one was home. We're in Denver, remember? I told you we were visiting my parents. You didn't tell my mother. Why would I need to tell your mother about our travel plans?" Silence on the line. Then, "She's really upset, Sola. She's been calling everyone. She thinks you took Jaden without permission." "Permission?" My voice rose. "He's my son. I don't need permission to take him to see his grandparents." I know, but she's threatening to call the police if you don't bring him back immediately." I felt dizzy. "Call the police? For what? I'm his mother." "She's saying you crossed state lines with him without both parents' consent. She's using terms like parental kidnapping." My parents watched with concern as my face must have drained of color. Jaden was in the backyard playing with Copper, blissfully unaware. "Put her on the phone. Now." A rustling sound, and then Vivian's voice, sharp and accusatory. "Where is my grandson? How dare you take him without telling anyone? Marcus had no idea where you were." "Marcus knew exactly where we were, Vivian. I don't need to clear my parenting decisions with you. You've always been selfish, Sola. Always putting your needs first. Jaden needs stability, not to be dragged across state lines on your whims." My hands shook with anger. "My whims? Visiting his grandparents is a whim? I'm his grandmother, too. I had plans for us this weekend. If you don't bring him home immediately, I'll have no choice but to involve the authorities." The call ended with Marcus back on the line, his voice pleading. "Just come home, okay? She's really worked up. I'll be back tomorrow, and we can sort this out." My phone dinged with incoming texts from Marcus's sister and cousins, all asking what was going on and why I'd disappeared with Jaden. Vivian had been busy. I looked out the window at my son, laughing as he threw a ball for Copper. This wasn't just about a surprise visit gone wrong. This was about control, and I was done being controlled. I sat on my parents' porch that evening, my mind racing through every interaction with Vivian over the years. The way she reorganized our kitchen when we first moved into our house because Marcus likes things a certain way. How she scheduled Jaden's first haircut without asking me. The time she told the pediatrician I was too anxious about Jaden's fever. My dad brought me a cup of tea and sat beside me. You're thinking about going back early, aren't you? I don't want to, but Marcus thinks it would be easier. He shook his head. Since when is easier better? My phone buzzed. Marcus. I'll be home tomorrow afternoon. Mom's really upset. Maybe you could apologize for not letting her know? Apologize? For taking our son to see my parents? Just to keep the peace, Sola. You know how she gets. I did know. And suddenly I was tired of accommodating how she gets. I'm not coming home early, and I'm not apologizing. Your mother doesn't get to dictate when and where I take our son. The silence on the other end was deafening. We'll talk when I get back, he finally said, his voice tight. I called my friend Elena as soon as we hung up. Elena had witnessed Vivian's behavior firsthand over the years, but I'd always downplayed it. She's threatening to call the police, Elena. For kidnapping? That's not just controlling, that's insane. Has she always been this bad? Maybe? I don't know. I've gotten so used to working around her that I can't even tell anymore. Elena's voice grew serious. This is a pattern, Sol. She's been stepping over boundaries since day one, and Marcus lets her. He says he's just keeping the peace. At your expense. And now at Jaden's, too. After we hung up, I scrolled through social media and noticed Marcus's cousin Alicia had commented on a family photo. Hope everything's okay with Jaden. Call if you need anything. Several similar comments followed. I texted Alicia directly. What's going on? Her response made my stomach drop. Vivian told everyone you took Jaden and disappeared after a big fight with Marcus. She said you've been unstable lately. Unstable? Fight? None of that happened. I called Marcus immediately. Your mother is telling everyone I'm unstable and that we had a fight. She's just worried, Sola. You know how she exaggerates. This isn't exaggeration, it's lying, and you're letting her do it. What do you want me to do? She's my mother. And I'm your wife. Jaden is your son. We should come first. The next morning, I received a surprising text from an unknown number. This is Derek, Vivian's brother. Need to talk to you. Important. I'd only met Vivian's brother twice at family gatherings. He lived across the country and seemed to keep his distance from Vivian. I called him cautiously. Sola, don't let my sister bully you. She's been doing this her whole life, creating drama, controlling everyone around her. She did it to my wife until we moved away. Marcus won't stand up to her. My father never did either. That's why she thinks she can get away with it. He paused. Document everything. Every text, every call, every lie she tells. You'll need it. For what? For when you finally decide enough is enough. After our call, I started a document on my laptop. Dates, times, exact quotes. Every boundary crossed. Every lie told. I included screenshots of texts and social media posts where family members repeated Vivian's falsehoods. I was halfway through when my mother rushed in. Sola, there's a woman in our driveway demanding to see Jaden. She says she's Marcus's mother. I looked out the window in disbelief. Vivian stood by her car, arms crossed, face set in determination. She'd driven all the way to Denver. She says she's not leaving without him, my mother continued, her voice shaking slightly. She's saying something about a court order. A court order? There was no court order. This was a bluff. A desperate, unhinged bluff. I watched as she paced beside her car, phone to her ear. Was she calling Marcus? The police? Was she really going to escalate this further? My hands trembled as I picked up my phone, but my voice was steady. This wasn't just about me anymore. This was about protecting my son from a toxic pattern that had gone on far too long. I need you to come home now, I told Marcus when he answered. Your mother is at my parents' house. She's claiming to have a court order for Jaden. The shock in his voice was genuine. She's what? That's impossible. I'm boarding my flight now, just... Don't let her take him. I'll be there as soon as I can. For the first time, Marcus sounded truly alarmed by his mother's behavior. As I hung up, I steeled myself for the confrontation to come. The pattern was clear now, and it was about to be broken. My dad stood beside me on the porch as I faced Vivian, who was now marching toward the house. Where is my grandson? You have no right to keep him from me. Her voice carried across the yard, loud enough for neighbors to hear. There is no court order, Vivian. You lied. Again. She faltered slightly, but recovered quickly. I'm only doing what's best for Jaden. You've never understood what he needs. What he needs is to not have a grandmother who makes up lies about his mother. Vivian's face turned red. How dare you speak to me that way? I've only ever tried to help. Marcus knows how much I sacrifice for this family. My parents exchanged glances. Then my dad spoke up. Ma'am, this is private property. If you continue causing a disturbance, we'll have to call the police. Go ahead. I'd love to explain to them how she kidnapped my grandson. Right then a taxi pulled up, and Marcus emerged, looking exhausted and furious. He'd caught an earlier flight. Mom, what are you doing here? His voice held a note I'd never heard before. Marcus, thank goodness. Tell them I have every right to take Jaden home. Marcus looked at his mother as if seeing her clearly for the first time. No, you don't. He's not your son. He's ours. But the things she's done... Stop! Marcus held up his hand. I've been on the phone with Alicia, with Uncle Derek, with half the family. I know what you've been saying about Sola. I pulled out my phone. I have the texts, the voicemails, the social media posts. I've documented everything, Vivian. This isn't just about this weekend, I continued. This is about years of controlling behavior. I played a voicemail from earlier that day, Vivian telling Marcus's aunt that I had threatened her and was keeping Jaden from his father. The timestamp showed it was left while Marcus and I were on the phone together. That's not what happened, Marcus said quietly. You lied. To everyone. I was protecting this family, Vivian insisted. No, Mom, you were controlling it, and it stops now. That concludes Sola's story of standing up to her controlling mother-in-law, who accused her of kidnapping her own son. What would you have done if you were in Sola's position? Would you have confronted Vivian earlier? Or would you have tried to keep the peace like Marcus did for years? Have you ever had to establish firm boundaries with toxic family members? And what were the consequences? If you enjoyed this story about setting boundaries with controlling in-laws, please hit that like button and subscribe to see more revenge stories about surviving toxic relationships. Your comments help me know what kind of stories you want to hear next. If you enjoyed this story about setting boundaries with controlling in-laws, please hit that like button and subscribe to see more revenge stories about surviving toxic relationships. Your comments help me know what kind of stories you want to hear next.